Good morning, good people. It is 5th December 2020. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 to 21, 23 to 26, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, and chapter 10, verse 1, 5 to 8. Albert Einstein remarked once, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. There is a head feeling, heart feeling, and gut feeling. We lean on mostly one of the feelings and being influenced by it. The brain and gut speak to each other constantly through a network of neural, hormonal, and immunological messages. To be integrally fertile and fruitful, we need to go by the gut feeling that echoes the inner voice of God. The first reading encourages us to listen to that voice. This is the way, walk in it. God is our teacher and healer, who will not hide us from us. The prophet explains fertility and wholeness in agricultural terms, to speak about spiritual fertility and fruitfulness that comes by the healing of God. When the Lord binds up the injuries of His people and heals the wounds inflicted by His blow, as God bandaged our wounds and healed us, we are all invited to do the same to the humanity around. We wonder at times why God, who loves us so much, allows us to suffer. We do not have one specific answer to this, yet embracing the mystery of suffering and believing in the healing power of God that brings us closer to God. The responsorial psalm praises, "Happy are all who long for the coming of the Lord." Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18. Jesus invites us to be the messengers of the good news, take it to every nook and corner of the world. Our teaching, preaching, and talking need to become a healing. The moment it turns into sour and inflicts the sores, it is better we stop. We all have received the healing freely from the Lord, and so we all need to play our role in healing the wounds of people in our families, communities, and companies. May this Advent help us to show the teacher and healer through our charitable and merciful acts. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.